Hello, my name is Ruth Barham, and I'm a research coordinator for the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research and Bay State Cancer Services. Rays of Hope has included support of breast cancer research as part of its mission. In 2008, this funding included support of research coordinators. Research coordinators work with the principal investigators of a study to assure that the project is carried out as designed, that details are attended to, and that best practices are followed for ethical standards. Coordinators may be involved in obtaining informed consent for a trial, monitoring individuals on the trial, and keeping track of study records. Other integral members of the research team include regulatory specialists, whose job is to be sure that all required documents are submitted to the Institutional Review Board that oversees research. It was while studying for my master's in public health at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst that I began to work on Rays of Hope research before I finished my degree. After graduating, I worked from one Rays of Hope project to the next on a part-time basis. As the Rays of Hope funded more and more research, this made it possible for my position gradually to grow into full-time work as a research coordinator. What a research coordinator does changes depending on the needs of the individual study. For the Rays of Hope weight gain study, which has been exploring the relationship of insulin levels to weight gain in breast cancer survivors, I met with most of the 100 participants four times over the course of their two-year participation. During those visits, I took body measurements, collected details of what exercise they were currently doing, and made note of exactly what they had eaten the day before their study visit. Then I recorded their responses in our research database. A recent study called A Home-Based Study to Enhance Activity in Breast Cancer Survivors required me to have a detailed discussion with potential participants so they understood exactly what they would have to do for the study if they enrolled. Our research nurse and I explained the use of activity monitors for the study, and I processed the blood work the participants provided for the study. We coordinated the participants' schedule of what they had to do for the study at home, as well as their study visits to the Damore Center for Cancer Care. I have been coordinating the Rays of Hope Breast Research Registry since we started enrolling participants in the spring of 2012. People who are eligible for the registry are mostly women and a small number of men who are planning breast surgery at Bay State Health. They could be having surgery for a benign condition, for breast reduction, for breast cancer prevention, for a precancer condition, or for breast cancer. The coordinator approaches the many people who are interested and explains the study to them. If they wish to enroll, we go through a consent process with them and sign them up. We also interview participants, recording their answers to the study's questionnaire. Tracking everyone down at a time when most are busy and concerned about their health, arranging enrollment, and interviewing participants is what makes up most of my day. Study coordinators have some behind-the-scenes tasks. For example, I figure out how to fit study activities into the settings where they take place, such as at the Damore Center for Cancer Care, at the Bay State Breast and Wellness Center, at other breast surgeons' offices, and in the Bay State Medical Center operating rooms. Another example of behind-the-scenes work is helping ensure that the studies follow Bay State Health's overall research policy. The Rays of Hope has been increasing its funding of research activities over the years. Some studies are considered pilot studies, involve an intervention, and may include only 20 participants. Other studies may involve surveys. For example, we sent out questionnaires to 300 breast cancer survivors to assess their knowledge and understanding of their treatment and prognosis. The Breast Registry has well over 1,000 participants. This research has been made possible by the generosity of the many people living in our area who donate to the Rays of Hope. It is the mission of this research to turn those donations around and learn things about breast health and breast cancer to benefit all the people living in our community.